You want to be forgettable. You don't want to be a case study, you know?
I especially don't want to be a case study at the OB. I don't want them talking about me in the hallway.
Nurse Janet, check out room 7B. It is crazy. She had two 9-pound babies and it shows. You know what I mean?
Being a mom is hard. Being a business owner and a mom is even harder. So we love to talk shop together, whether that's what we're planning to have for dinner in our homes or what we're planning for next quarter in our content calendars.
But most of all, we love to hear the stories of other moms who have built their businesses and brands. We've dreamed of becoming business besties with some of our favorite business owners online, and we're going to use this podcast to do exactly that.
Come for the stories behind how moms built their businesses, aka the business banter. Then stay for the laughter and candid conversations, aka the bestie banter.
This is the Bestie Business Banter Podcast.
Okay, welcome to another episode of Bestie Business Banter. And this is a Just Besties episode where we are recording it at the end of December, but it'll go live in January. And we are just going to kind of recap our year in terms of business. We'll talk about business first because we've been doing that lately and I think it's been working. And then we'll get into some bestie banter. And we're not going to talk too much about Christmas stuff, even though we're recording this right before Christmas, since it'll come out in January and you'll be long gone with Christmas stuff by then.
And we're saving this because Lauren will be on maternity leave when this airs, which is so exciting. She'll have a new baby girl. So,
which we're like, will I want to record a podcast? I mean, probably. Will I be tired and be able to make sense of my words? Probably not.
I know. We'll have to decide. We'll have to circle back in private about some of those people who were like talking, who were like, follow up with me in January and new year. And I was like, January is a bad month for us. We'll talk in February.
There's so many unknowns. Like, how will I be feeling? Will I have a brain?
There's no rules. We'll do whatever you want to do.
Right. And for the people who've been wondering where this podcast was, they know there's no rules because we took some time off but we're back.
Because we lose money doing this. And also we said, we're not just going to put out episodes for the sake of doing it. Like we want to interview who we want to interview and all that. So, okay. Well, I'm excited for a little business banter. I guess like we should wrap up this year first. Let's talk about this past year, 2023, before we talk about what we're, you know, forecasting. Mm-hmm. Maybe just something you're proud of that you've accomplished, something new you've done in your business, a goal you met, maybe a goal you didn't meet. Just hit me with a little 3.5 paragraph essay. Maybe not that long. 3.5 sentences.
I think something when I look back on the year that I'm proud of is, because it's not something I would like naturally gravitate towards, but I think I've like tied up some loose ends in terms of some systems, some like passive might not be the right word, but like the behind the scenes stuff that nobody else sees. So nobody else is going to be proud of me for this. But just some like standard operating procedures, like behind the scenes, like mapping them out, recording videos on how things work, having like step-by-step on how things work. Like if I disappeared from my business today, someone could step in and do a lot of things right now in my business. That comes from some of those standard operating procedures. It comes from a big overhaul that I did, moving and creating an entire management system in ClickUp. I know some people may have heard of some of those project management systems before, or they use some. There's Trello, Monday, Asana. I've used them all. I've tried them all, but I have now committed because I did a very expensive week where I worked with someone who like got my business in order. And it was all the things that I could not do, that my brain could not handle, that her brain was really good at, and got it in line. And I mean, that was mid to end of October, and I have been practicing it and like getting better at it, and it's mid to late December. So I guess I'm proud of that.
And when did you start your business again? What year?
It was like after Ellie was born. So 2018, I would really say, like spring 2018.
So I just want to encourage you, this really tracks time-wise. I started in 2016, and in 2020 was when I had like pre-pandemic was when I had like a panic that I was like, my business is chaos. Like I've never gotten this together on the back end. And that was the year I was like, this is not a hobby. This is a business. I need to get all the stuff organized. And I feel like you've always thought yours was a business, but I think like it tracks to be like 3 to 4 years in and be like, 5 years maybe, but like, let's get this together.
I know. And it's funny. I asked this girl, shout out Casey. She did my, you can follow her on Instagram, Purposeful Systems, but she did this whole overhaul for me. And I asked her, I was like, I mean, you don't have to tell me like other people's business, but how am I compared to other people when it comes to like organizing your business? She was like, well, I would call yours organized chaos, because she was grabbing things of mine from Google Sheets, Trello. I mean, literally like sticky notes. I was like holding up for her in videos at my desk. Like, here is where I have these things. Like, okay, now you can throw those away.
Oh my word.
Like things just everywhere. And she automated a lot of things for me, taught me how to put them all in one place.
Also, that energy that you felt at Casey is how I feel every time I go to the OB. I'm like, someone's got to be stanky. There's people who have nicer downstairs than me, and there's people that have stankier. And I'm just hoping I'm tracking average. I don't want to be the best. I don't want to be the worst.
Just hope I'm forgettable. That's what she said. You actually, the organized chaos, she said, I'll take it, because she works with all different realms of clients, like people in real estate, people in event planning. And she said a lot of people come in and just have stuff in their heads and nowhere else. She's like, you could create this long video for me of how your business works, because it's there. It's just in a lot of places. Mm. And so I was like, okay, I've thought of all this stuff.
Yeah, I love that. Like, you want to be forgettable. You don't want to be a case study, you know?
I especially don't want to be a case study at the OB. I don't want them talking about me in the hallway.
Nurse Janet, check out room 7B. It is crazy. She had 2 9-pound babies, and it shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to be forgettable there for sure.
100%.
Okay, I think that was like one of my big, I was just telling Curtis at dinner tonight, there are a couple other things that I was like, and they tie into this, but I made some forms look better on my website. I had some things I was like selling through emails, but they were nowhere else. I like put them on my website and made them accessible for somebody to just buy if they went to my website. Just like some things I was like constantly meaning to do that now they're there, and some email sequences built behind the scenes, a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I hope pays off and can make me better.
Is there any decision you made or anything you did that you regret, or like you're like, this kind of fell to the wayside, a goal you didn't meet maybe? I just think it's good to be like honest about like, we don't hit all the things, you know?
Yeah. You know, there's always stuff I don't get to. Like, I mean, always on my board, I'm like, make 30 new resources for my TPT store. I made 5. I mean,
yeah, but that's also not your favorite part.
It's my least favorite part. So I'm like, why set these lofty goals? But, you know, that was part of our conversation tonight of like, hey, maybe, you know, people do hire people to like create resources for them. I'm like, I like the creative side of it, but like the content side of it, somebody else could do. I don't know. It's starting some conversations that, you know, is this something that we want to make more of a priority?
Well, and maybe reevaluating next year your goals, like,
totally.
And right. Like, because you're not going to do anything the first 2 months, and then it's just like 1 a month, you know?
Yeah. I think the whole like last quarter of my business has also been thinking about taking off first quarter of 2024.
Yeah.
And so it's like been get through it, not do the bare minimum, but like get to a place where I feel ready to take some time off with a baby, because my business is in a completely different place than it was the first time I had a baby and the second time I had a baby. So it feels like there's a lot of variables. I guess a regret I should say would be how much I had in expenses, because I probably made in revenue 29%. I mean, when at the beginning of December had made increased 29%, but have profited 0% difference. Mm-hmm. So all that extra money I made was like in expenses.
Yeah.
And looking at it, there were a lot of like one-time big expenses, like this ClickUp investment, but I feel great about it for years to come. A big investment was traveling for the annual school counseling conference. And I haven't done that since, I mean, probably in 7 years, and it was local-ish to me. So I felt like it was necessary. So I don't like regret it, but like on paper, it feels regrettable when I'm like, I have like nothing to show for that.
For sure. I know I had to do my P&L today for my accountant just for like quarter 4 taxes. And I'm always like, oh, when you look at all the like expenses all calculated together. But I also kind of hate too that the commission that TBT gets. So the website Lauren and I sell on primarily, they take 20% of what we make and that counts as an expense. And so typically I never look at my gross earnings ever there. I only look at them after the 20%. But then obviously when my accountant and, you know, my numbers girl do my numbers, it shows the gross. And then I see the number they take out and it's like, wow. That hurts, you know?
I know, but I even had to remind Curtis, I'm like, they take care of customer service. So yes, I have a templated email that tells someone how to solve things, but ultimately I leave a customer with, hey, you can reach out to TBT and they'll solve it for you. So there are, you know, things that they're doing with that money, I guess, I like to tell myself.
Yeah, I'm probably most grateful for the SEO stuff, but they, mm-hmm. I mean, they probably only do like 10% of my customer service because all my people come straight to me. And by me, right. I mean, Allison. I would say things I'm obviously really proud about this year is chemistry. Getting that done is huge. That's the longest it's ever taken me.
Can you breathe right now? Like you just
I was
finished.
Like a little bit manic this afternoon because I think I was like running on adrenaline, like just trying to get it all done and all little things. And it just feels so surreal. Like I just can't believe it. It almost took just shy of 18 months, which is nuts. The next longest I ever spent writing one was 9 months. So it literally took double. But I also have three kids this time. So
right.
And the last time I wrote one, I had one and I was, you know, incubating one in my uterus. So I think
different circumstances,
totally different circumstances. And when I started this, like the deal with Thomas was like, if he's like, you're going to do this, you cannot become a crazy person. Like you need to stick with your working the hours that you want to work, you know, 15 to 20, whatever. And I really did that. And especially this summer going into like my oldest starting kindergarten, I really wanted to enjoy my summer and I feel like I really did. And that is also why I took 18 months. So I'm like,
this is also your first curriculum that you have not taught in a school. So you were like reading the chemistry textbook and
yeah,
like relearning or learning.
Yeah. The nice thing was I taught physical science, which is half chemistry. So it wasn't like completely foreign. But yeah, I mean, it was, and I'm like 5 years removed from the classroom. But right. I also am like, you know, how many years, 7 or 8 years into doing this. So I'm just like a lot better at what I do. So I think it took really long, but it's the one I'm most proud of. I think it's the most creative I've ever been. Like there's nothing like it that exists on the internet, which I'm really, really proud of. So I love that. I'm proud of like holding my work-life boundaries too. And I'm proud of making hard decisions, like not doing my course this year. I did not sell, I have a professional development course for teachers. I never, you know, sold it. And that was like a 5-digit pay cut I took to not do it, but it was the right thing. And I wouldn't have been able to have done chemistry and have the balance of my family if I hadn't cut that out. And so I feel like that was a wise decision.
But agonizing at that point, like you were like,
oh my gosh,
should I do it? Should I not? I have all the material. It would just be, but you know, just putting it out there. There's a lot that goes into it.
It's
I'm
so
doing the
much.
Same thing right now for like a like lazy type of launch in January, like mid having a baby. And it still takes a lot of energy even to like set something up almost passively.
Right. Totally. So yeah, I feel like that was a hard decision, but I'm grateful for it. I would say also I'm like another thing I'm really proud of and I didn't even realize is twofold is my YouTube views, which is like, I never even realized. I just went in and checked. I had like 1.3 million views on my YouTube channel, which is nuts because I literally don't try there at all. It's just been, you know, over time. And then I'm also really proud of my email list. And that's part to like, you know, shout out to Numbers Drive, aka Lauren's husband, Curtis, and Lauren doing my Facebook.
I feel like I should get pay cuts for both of these things.
I know, because you told me to set up YouTube ads. Seriously. No.
Or your YouTube account. We'll venture into YouTube.
I just want to make it clear that I do pay Lauren and her husband. She made it sound like I don't
volunteer service. Charity service.
No, but like it's been cool to see my email list grow. Like, I mean, yeah, I'm at 16,000, over 16,000 at the end of this year. I did not think that was going to be the case. And
they're the right people.
They're the right people. Like my email list is so much more the right people than social media, and my email list buys and my social media doesn't. And so I think I just like Instagram. So I've always been so disappointed that it hasn't been more of a thing. And I'm like finally coming to terms like it literally doesn't matter. Like I just need to use Instagram to get people on my email list.
Yes. And the people who are on Instagram are like I mean, so even some more of your people are on Facebook than Instagram. I'm like,
oh, which is not
who
me
are
either.
They? Right. I That's know. Like the worst. But
yeah,
you know, they're all over the place, but they really do read your emails.
And then I will say the biggest, you know, thumbs down of the year, like in bad choice that I made, if you will, was investing in a data service. Like, and it's not the service's fault. It's called YDP for anyone listening. It's called Your Data Playbook. But basically you get...
Oh, you would say the whole thing, not yeah, the...
You just get these whole thing.
Aggregate data.
Yeah. So you get a bunch of metrics and it's amazing, but it's too much. Like, I honestly need to sit... So basically I've been paying a subscription that I haven't been using. We've all been there, but this is a pretty pricey subscription. I mean,
like, it could be what you do for a year. Is
oh, I'll straight
your
up tell you, it's $200 a month I've paid starting in May. So I've paid, that was like what, $1,400 investment, and I've barely used it. And the thing was, is when I got it, I knew I had no capacity to use it. So I actually hired someone on top of that to use it on my behalf and like optimize things for me. And I would say that ended up being like a neutral experience. I think the hard thing was, is I really did not have the capacity to coach or help anyone. I really needed someone to come in and just like completely do what I needed to do. And
like share your brain with that. But
yes,
it wasn't.
And the person I hired, like, we just weren't the right fit. But again, that was on me. Like, I didn't do enough research. I didn't come to the table with enough support for her.
And that's what I was just going to say, even capacity to be like, okay, now I'm going to respond, you know, within the hour and give feedback. And now we're back and forth and we're moving along. Like, you just didn't have the time for that.
It was like, she would do things and then I would have to spend 30 minutes to an hour providing feedback. Like, it was just not worth it. So then we kind of cut ties after 3 months, very like amicably, you know, but then after that, I just kept the subscription because they're very smart. They raise their prices every time if you get out of it. So I'm like hoping that when I have capacity, come back in January, I have to like get some things together. But in February, I'm hoping I can like actually start utilizing it myself. If not—
So you're going to keep it? Do you have a date that you're going to keep it until, or like if you don't use it or you don't find value in it
anymore?
I'm going
to keep it and through the end of the school year, like May. And then I'll say like, okay, if I still am like not taking the time to do this, like it's just burning money at this point. The nice thing is that even though I've been paying for it and not using it, it's still collecting and tracking all this stuff. So I can still go back and look at all the stuff they've sent me.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You could even, I mean, you know, I'm not telling someone to do this, but like you could get data from a couple of months, stop it, pause it, then take all your time to make all the changes,
right?
Let it see if any of those changes helped and then come back to it later. I mean,
yeah.
Most people, I assume, don't have the capacity to be handling all that data every single month. Like, how are people doing that?
And that's where I told it's been an interesting experience because I've never been a part of like a membership subscription like this. I don't have a membership model in my business. You, Lauren, do. Mm-hmm. And I think I've told you 20 times, I kept saying, this just shows me why your membership needs to be simpler than you think. Cause I am so overwhelmed. Like,
and you're someone who can handle higher capacity things. It's not like,
I'm not saying it's overpriced. I think they are probably providing $200 worth of content. It's just so much. It's so disgusting. When I open the portal, I'm like, oh, overwhelmed. Like I literally was paying someone on top of this to go in. And I was like, give me the spark notes, like hit the highlights. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
So that was probably my like worst decision of the year and like a $1,400 fail. But, you know, you live and you learn. Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. And here we go.
And write it off your taxes. Okay.
It's a write off.
Well, what are you thinking for next year?
I mean, I'm not trying to like tell you, like overwhelm you a little bit more, but $200 a month would be $2,400 a year.
But I started in May. Sorry.
Okay.
So
okay,
I hadn't done the whole year.
Got it. I was like, I think you spent a little bit more than that.
No, yeah, I definitely did. Okay. So what are you thinking for next year? Are you even thinking about next year? I feel like you and I have been so like, get to your maternity leave, get to my time off. Like, I feel like I haven't even really thought as much. Have you?
No. I mean, you know, I don't have a like one big goal for the year yet. I mean, I figured I have some time to think about that when I slow down. I would say we have both been going hard at the end of the year to like get some really big things done so we could rest going into the winter break and into the start of the year. And so I feel like that is on my horizon. I do hope that I have like time, whether I have a brain or not that functions, we'll see, but some time to like think about some of those goals for next year. Like I definitely don't have a word or a theme or like something I'm trying to accomplish as a whole for next year yet. It's funny that I think we were just talking about it at dinner because Curtis knew that I was getting on here to talk about like reflecting and stuff with you. But he was like, I wonder what it would be like. We've been talking about having a Shopify store, like being able to sell my resources on my own website where I make 100% of that versus having anything taken out of it. And so I've been toying around with that and asking some people some questions about that. That might be a goal, but I don't know. He wants to like use my business to experiment with some different types of ads, like Google ads, Pinterest ads, YouTube ads, cool. That kind of stuff. So that he could offer that as a service too, because he thinks he could really make an impact with those. And I said, yeah, I mean, we got to try and start somewhere. So use my stuff. Tell me what we need to do.
He could do some Google ads of mine too.
I know. And I said YouTube too, if you already have like a presence on there. Totally. So we'll
that
see.
Was another thing I realized this year that I never realized is that someone like reached out to me and they're like, if you Google It's Not Rocket Science, of the 10 things on the first page, I'm 7 of them. Mm-hmm. Like, which I was like, that's so cool. So I feel like there's still so much more we could be doing.
Yes. Which is encouraging and overwhelming at the same time. It's like, which direction to go to? But I really think I've like, you know, made an impact in some big areas that I've wanted to the last couple of years. Like I'm all over SEO. I have a lot of blog posts. I have this whole bank of podcasts that I've done. Like I'm on every social media channel that I need to be on, you know, and in the very beginning of your business, all that stuff is super overwhelming. And you're like, I'm never going to get there. I'm like, okay, now I'm like refining some things. I'm refining my systems. I'm, you know, thinking about how I can outsource some things to do what matters to me and to do the things that I like to do. Whereas before I had to do everything. And so I don't know, just thinking about how to use my time and energy. And I know that that will change with third child and, you know, as their schedules change, like nothing is the same year to year in this business and when you're raising kids. So what are you thinking for next year?
I'm just excited to have like margin. I feel like, you know, I did have good boundaries and stuff like that this past year, and I worked at a slower pace, but like there still was like not any breathing room. Like I'm just ready to have like, oh, if someone wants to meet for coffee while my kids are at preschool, I actually can, because like since August, it's been like, no, I have to get home as fast as possible. Like I can't even talk to you in the preschool parking lot because I have to do this, you know? So I'm really hopeful for margin. I'm excited to like, I just want to spend quarter one. Like I have a whole list of just small things I want to do. And then I just want to kind of dream and come up with ideas. Like I know I've talked to you. I have some new ideas for what I want to do for professional development for teachers and kind of rethink that. And then I want to take the next part of the year and just execute, but at a super chill pace. Like I feel like I want to have like minimal, if any, deadlines, you know, going this year. And I want to keep pursuing a business that's passive. And like I told you, I'm not going to launch anymore. Like that just, it does not fit my personality or what I want to do in my capacity right now. I don't want to launch. So just figuring out more ways to make passive income while still like serving teachers, you know?
And taking what you already have done and what you already have and turning that into passive things. That was a really big thing of what I was doing in my membership. I wanted to stop creating new things because I was like, I have a bank of 25 teachings. I don't need to be sitting here doing live teachings when that's just going to overwhelm people with the content that they're getting inside of membership. Or, you know, if I can sell this one off on my website, like, yes, it takes a checklist of things and deadline for myself to make it happen, but I needed to do some behind the scenes stuff so that hopefully I could set that up and make some passive things happen with all the work that I've already done, like forward facing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. So it's going to be a good year. I'm excited.
Yeah, slower pace. Do you have like a word or like you've always had like a theme for your business.
I kind of have. Like,
and this year, hire it out or, you know, spend the money and see if it pays off, or like chemistry was probably your word.
Chemistry was probably this year. I think I'll have a better idea after I get through
your dream.
Yeah, quarter. I just need like a little dream time in January, February, and then I think I'll have a better idea. maybe like optimize though. Cause I think like you said, like I don't necessarily like need more fresh content. I just need to like optimize what I have. So mm-hmm. we'll see. I'm kind of excited though that you're going on maternity leave. Cause I feel like I'm going to go on maternity leave. I'm like, we're all like, going on leave.
We won't bother each other. Yeah. Different seasons. You can just share your dreams with me and then I can dream with them. And we both just don't have to have deadlines for things. It'll be great. Yeah.
Cause our maternity leaves have never lined up and we both always want to murder each other because like you're working like crazy and I'm like over here, it's like 3 a.m. and I'm like, my eyes are bleeding and vice versa. But this will be nice.
You're saying it's lining up like you're on maternity leave.
Yeah. I'm going to line up with you because I birthed this chemistry curriculum.
There you go.
9 pounds, 10 ounces. And now we're going to be on the leave together. It's going to be great. I like literally when I've sent, even just this last, like, you know, your last trimester, when I've like sent you messages, I'm like, oh my God, look, listen to all I have to do today. And you're like, I'm getting a facial followed by my highlight. And I'm like, I hate you.
Okay. But I still have so much to do.
I know. You've been working hard, but there, you are also like, I feel like there's, you're like, I got to get all my appointments in, which is true.
I always have so many appointments. That's why I'm like, I have not found the rhythm of, okay, my appointments are always on Thursdays or this or that, but I'm hoping to be better at my time management. Not like, I don't think that I'm bad at the time management. I just think that now with this new ClickUp system, I'm telling you, I've said this to you already. I know it's only been a couple weeks, but the mental load that it has alleviated for me, just in my head, I'm always thinking, okay, these are my next deadlines, or like, don't forget this order of things. Or if this is happening in January, everything needs to start on this date. Then this needs to go out. Then it's closing on this date. Like, I'm managing that all in my head. There's no space for that in this head right now. That, I mean, things are fleeting. Like, we can't even make dinner in my house because I don't have the ingredients because I forgot them at the grocery store. So like to have the business stuff kind of wrapped up, I think will help me rest a little easier in maternity leave, or at least give me somewhere to put it all.
Yes, totally.
And I did hire a virtual assistant, which is big news for me.
That is big for you. I'm excited.
I went back and forth between hiring a friend or like, you know, someone, a person who I was more familiar with who didn't have experience versus a person I did not know with experience. I was like, there are pros and cons to both of these.
100%.
And no one was telling me do this one or that one because there were pros and cons to both of them. And then Casey, who did my ClickUp stuff, was like, I think you should hire someone who knows what they're doing straight up. Because when I looked at my calendar, I was like, I have a week to like, I put out an application and stuff, got 40 people who applied. It's like, that's a lot of people to sort through. I don't have the capacity to interview them all. So as they were coming in, I was sorting them like yes, no, maybe, and even had friends that I know, like moms in real life, like who I thought would be good fits for it, apply. And it just came down to Casey was like, I think you should hire someone who has used these systems before, who could jump in. And she was like, I have someone who works for me who I think would be great for you. And I was like, oh, so she already knows the whole system that you just set up for me. And that has been, I mean, this past week was her first full week of like working for me. She tracks her hours and I feel great about it. I'm excited about it so far. So
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, she's doing like just little odds and ends.
Hiring, at least what I've experienced, is kind of like getting a piercing. And like once you get one, you kind of want like another. So I think, you know, after your leave, you'll probably be getting more and more excited about more and more help.
I know. And, you know, Curtis is always like, do we need to spend more money on more expenses? And he will see like how it helps the business function behind the scenes, or like helps me take some time off, because he's, you know, he has said, you know, you're not going to be working until April again, right? Like we'll pick back up with these goals and these dreams in April. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not just going to be able to like sit here and never turn on my computer till April. I will be doing things, but yeah, just at my leisure and when I have the capacity.
Yeah, for sure.
Are you a business owner wondering how to take your marketing dollars farther? The answer is Facebook ads. But listen, you don't have time to figure out the ever-changing landscape that Meta is known for. You need an all-in-one ad strategist to create and write the ad and then get your products or services out to the right people. And that's where Numbers Drive comes in.
Numbers Drive, formerly known as Ads by Curtis, is the approachable way to achieve big marketing results. Visit adsbycurtis.com to read more and set up your consult call so that you can drive your marketing strategies using data-informed decisions through full-service Facebook ads. That's adsbycurtis.com, and we'll also link it in the show notes. Now, back to the show.
Okay, let's do a little bestie banter before bedtime. We got to go because it's rapidly approaching my bedtime.
We got to get to record at night.
I know.
Turn into a pumpkin.
I know. I had to do that. Did you have to do solo bedtime too?
No, Curtis is here tonight.
Okay.
I was trying to leave before bedtime was done.
I know.
So mom's in a meeting.
You're like, mom's gotta go. Okay, blood boilers. I have two really short ones because one is Christmas themed, but I just need to get off my chest. I mean, it's gonna be past due. And this is more of like maybe an unpopular opinion, but like when I get a Christmas card, I want to see your face. Like, I don't love the card that's like just this really elaborate, pretty border. And then like you and your family, it's like a full body shot, like 100 feet away, you know, in a pretty, like on the beach or in a pretty scene.
Even you want a close-up face.
Yes. Or even like,
you'll like mine this year. We had a close-up face pic. No, I was between a close-up face picture and a farther away.
Like you and your family in the mountains and there's a beautiful mountain range behind you. Like, and you all have sunglasses on. I want to see your face. I want to see my beautiful friends. And similarly to that, I literally roasted my college bestie, my other Lauren, when I went to visit her a few weeks ago, because they always just put their kids on the front. And then she's always in the back. We'll have like a picture of all of them. And I'm like, Lauren, I was sending her a picture. I'm like, I hang yours up back front because you are my best friend and I want to see your beautiful face.
My parents never put themselves on the cards growing up. It was only kids.
And I just feel like once you've decided that it's just your kids, you like never make an appearance back again.
Right. Oh, no.
You know? And I'm just saying, to all my friends out there listening, I want to see you. I don't want to see your vacation spot or just your kids. So I love your kids. I want to see you because I love all of you. And I just want to see your whole family.
That's good. You know, maybe when they're listening to this in January, they'll make a note and they'll remember for the following December.
This strong opinion. I mean, blood boiler is like, you know, but I am just saying when we have so many cards, you can only hang so many. If there's one and you're like, I can barely see you, like you're not going to be the priority.
You're not going to be at the
I'm
front.
I'm just going to be honest.
Prime real estate.
And then adjacent to that, because I know how we've talked about this before, how you feel about the apostrophes and stuff on cards and that being inaccurate. My iPhone autocorrects and makes my grammar bad all of the time. Yeah. It always takes joiners and makes it like apostrophe S. And I'm like, literally, no. And then sometimes I'm typing too fast and it sends it. I'm like, I literally didn't. I didn't type that. And you made
You're
it
like,
wrong.
That is not my bad grammar.
It's not. Like, what's the deal with what AI in the iPhone does not understand apostrophes?
Mm-mm. We need to teach it. Because you can go in and like, if it's your name, you probably would want to go in and you can change the settings to like, Ellie's name is Elly and it would always autocorrect to IE. And I went in and gave it that rule. So it always gives it the right.
Well, I had to spelling. Do that for Nan because they call my daughter Nancy, who we call Nan, man. And so we finally trained the iPhone.
What is it autocorrect to?
So annoying. All right, what's boiling your blood? I'm sure you have plenty since you're
I have
to
so
stop.
Many. And, you know, my one of my top three, like most recent three, one was incorrect apostrophes. Like, I feel like I do enough public service announcements that I have trained people. I don't know if anyone who listens are any of those people, but I get correct Christmas cards now. So, my soapbox is making an impact.
So maybe my soapbox will make an impact on the world.
You could only hope that your blood boiler is so impactful to the world right here from this podcast.
Right here, right now.
Okay, I've got two. I think this phrase is common, but like open loops, things you cannot get closed. Mm. If you've never heard of this term, this is like pretty new for me, but it puts some language to what I have been feeling, like things that stay on your to-do list because of like roadblocks that you cannot get them done. So when I ordered Pottery Barn sheets and I ordered a full set of California King in gray or something, and I receive a package of two standard snowflake pillowcases, I'm like, okay, I just wanted my new sheets. That's all I'm asking for. When I called customer service, I had to get a new shipping label. Well, my printer is not working, so I had to go print that shipping label somewhere. I had to get an Amazon box to put it in for the return. Then I ran out of packing tape, like roadblock after roadblock. Then I had to bring it back to the UPS store. Once they receive it, then they'll send me the right one. I was like, this is a lot of steps for a mistake that you made. Okay. But that loop had to be closed before I was about to have a baby. Like, I think it makes me more psychotic, you know, like it being in this nesting phase. I'm like, I want no open loops when I'm about to go to the hospital. I can't have
any. Yeah, like a pile of things that have to be returned. Like, absolutely not.
Absolutely not. And I mean, there have been a number of these recently that have like things that I just cannot accomplish on my to-do list because something keeps getting in the way. My printer being broken. I could not mail out.
Don't even get into it. This was such a saga.
It is such a saga, but I had my Christmas cards ready to go by December 1st, and they just got mailed out 2 days ago on the 16th. So,
dude, I hope your face is on the front. If not,
Face is on the front. It could have been closer up if I knew that was your preference because I was between two pictures, but you'll be able to see us. Okay. And then I have one more. Old Navy Super Cash.
Oh my God.
Oh my. Like
the way everything about Old Navy.
Old Navy does when I got my seventh package.
This is the second time they made it as a bullet boiler. So we have serious Old Navy issues.
But we still keep buying from them.
But we still keep doing it.
Because I didn't really think about how Super Cash worked. Now I'm going to think twice about it. But, you know, they always run a promo for like 50, 40, 30% off up until the date of the Super Cash, because of course you would never be able to combine both of them. And I'm always left wondering where's going to be the better deal. Like, should I just buy everything at 30% off on this day or wait till the Super Cash tomorrow? Mm-hmm. So the Super Cash is like, you know, you spend some money, you get some reward money to come back later. They always just keep you coming back. And I didn't really realize this how it was. Like, your $50 Super Cash, you must spend $125. Your $40 Super Cash, you must spend $100. Okay, none of those are combinable. So I had a 50, a 40, and a 20, but it's not like I could get, they have false advertising. They send me an email saying, you have $110 worth of Super Cash to use. I'm like, great, I can go spend $110 at Old Navy. Old Navy?
Lies.
False. Lies. Then there's no free shipping. It's not combinable with other promos. Like, you know, so say you get your $20 off your $50 purchase. Well, at $50, you don't get free shipping. You have to spend $100 to get free shipping. You can't use it with other promos. You can only use one Super Cash at a time. So I'm sitting over here trying to do math. Like, is it worth it for me to do two separate orders so I can use these two Super Caches?
I can't believe the time you spent on this. But this was honestly good research because you did this for the people.
It's market research. I'm just letting you know that it's like probably going to be more mental energy than any one person needs to do for a discount for something. I got down to the $20 one where I just had to spend $50 to get $20 off. I was like, I sent it to you. It was the last night that you could use it. I was like, hey, if you could use this, please use it. Cause I'm not gonna do a third order for this. No.
Well, and even this is so bad. I don't even ever save it because keeping up with the dates and stuff is like a part-time job that I'm always like, when they give it to me, I'm like, just no, like, I'm not going to do it.
I think I had one physical one and then two were online and then somehow they were all online. I don't know how it works.
I don't know how they do it, but it's terrible. Okay. Well, what's saving your life right now?
Okay. This one's funny. Well, I have two. Can I share both? Yeah. Why not?
No rules.
We make the rules around here. The first one that I'm laughing at is sausage balls.
Dude,
do you ever make?
No, because I think I feel like they take a long time to make.
Okay, I guess.
To, like, but mix it up and like pound them in a ball shape. I almost love sausage balls.
I had breakfast for so long. I just keep them in my freezer and then like nuke them in the microwave when I was ready to eat them. And I mean, that's like protein for breakfast, real quick, real fast, so delicious. And I doubled the recipe, but I've gone through it very quickly. I finished them all recently. I'm going to do another batch before this baby comes because
send me the recipe because maybe I'll make them for Thomas because he.
Okay, this is what I'm going to tell the audience. It's on the back of the Bisquick like pancake thing. So they were delicious. They were so easy. It's like Bisquick sausage.
Cheddar cheese or something.
Yeah. I mean, it was really easy. Water, probably. And it made so much. So
I'm happy for you.
Loving some sausage balls. And then secondly, something that was saving my life is, I know we're not spending too much time on Christmas stuff, but wrapping Christmas gifts at the kitchen counter. And I know that sounds like, duh, of course, that'd be like so easy and make your life easier. I never really thought about it.
No, I've never done it. I've always been on the floor, breaking my back.
In your bedroom with the door shut so that no one comes in, or like trying to like do it on your bed where things are like squishy and stuff.
No, I've never done that. I'm not an animal.
Curtis will try and do that. I'll be on the ground, like rolling it out. You know, I'm on all fours trying to do these. My back is broken. It's broken before this even started. And so I am paralyzed by the time I'm done with wrapping gifts. I don't like wrapping gifts at all, but like, how do we make this at least a little bit better of an experience?
Mm-hmm.
Everyone left my house and I wrapped at the kitchen counter. And yes, my feet were tired from standing for a couple of hours, but it was such a better experience to wrap at the kitchen counter. I had a little, you know, wrapping station there with all the stuff, and it was so much better. So that was saving my life around Christmas time.
Mm, I love that for you. Two quick things. One, you introduced me to is like the Kindle app on your phone, which like I don't know why. I just never had it because I just like love using my Kindle and I bring my Kindle everywhere. But I was at the dermatologist for my yearly appointment the other day and I was texting you and you were like, I was like, oh, I forgot my Kindle. You're like, just get the app. And I didn't realize like you get the app for free. It automatically just syncs with your actual Kindle.
Like the actual page number that you're on.
The literal page. And then I just think it's so nice because like, you know, sometimes I'm like cooking something in the kitchen. I don't have my Kindle on me, but like I've got, you know, 3 minutes. I'm just standing while the butter's melting in the microwave or something. And I literally just turn it on and I have like just been trucking books.
And it fits to your screen. It's not inconvenient. Like you might
think. And it's not gross to look at. I thought it would be like annoying. Like it would feel like I was on an app. And I still prefer my Kindle like in bed and stuff.
But it fits to your screen. You can swipe really easily. Like it still is very readable.
It's very readable. It's very nice. So that's really saving my life right now. And then the second thing is like, I just forgot about smoothies and now I'm doing smoothies again. And I'm like, this is the easiest thing ever. Like it started last week. We ran out of fruit, like fresh fruit, like 2 days before I was going to the store. Cause I go every Friday. That's just like what I do. And normally at that point, I'll get out like the canned mandarin oranges. And I'm like, everyone's going to have diarrhea, but here you go, kids. Like, they love them.
I've never put canned mandarin oranges in a smoothie.
You have like a little, not in a smoothie. I'm just saying like, that's what I'll give them for fruit at dinner.
Oh, yeah. Mine eat those too. They love those.
I know, mine eat too, but don't you feel like their poop gets like pulpy?
I don't know. We call them juicy oranges.
Wow. Well, if your kids are constipated, get them some mandarin oranges. But anyway, my kids love them. I feel like, especially when like kids are first starting to eat, they're so great because they like slurp down their throat. Like all my kids, it's like one of their first foods. They just like love them. Anyways, but I like was like, oh, my daughter loves smoothies. And she was like, will you just make me a smoothie? I was like, oh yeah, done. And Kate Knapp from the kitchen has been talking about it. And every kid, we literally had like box mac and cheese, frozen chicken nuggets, and a smoothie. And they were all like, this is the best dinner you've ever made.
I've also found that like, even if they are like afraid of a smoothie, because mine don't eat anything, I will be like, ooh, this is so good because I'm having my smoothie. They'll be like, let me try it. And it, like, I don't have to make them a whole smoothie for themselves. They can have a little of mine. And that's like, great, we're making progress. You're trying something new. And it wasn't terrible.
Well, and mine, like, I used to try to hide that I was putting like cauliflower or spinach or whatever in it. And mine don't even care now. They just like it. And they're like, oh, cool. We're getting so big and strong with our smoothies or whatever. So my new goal, like going in the new year, because I think having like an awesome blender also really helps. I have the, what do I have? What's the nice one? I almost said the Dyson. That's my vacuum. What is it called?
It's not a Ninja because I have a Ninja. Vitamix. It's not that.
Vitamix. I do have the Vitamix I got for Black Friday like a couple years ago. It does make like an insanely smooth one. But my goal is like, okay, I'm going to get one bag of like spinach every week, one bag of frozen fruit. And we always have Greek yogurt because my kids love that for breakfast. And I'm like, okay, we're going to go through a bag of spinach and a bag of frozen fruit a week. That if we're doing that with the size of the Aldi frozen fruit, I feel like we're getting good because my kids are not eating vegetables right now.
Yeah. Well, let me even simplify that for you. Something, if you are a Costco member, they have acai bowl, like frozen packets.
Yeah.
For a while, I found them. They came in a bowl, which you could like blend it up or whatever. Or just dump that in a blender. Like, I think, you know, the idea would be like that you would eat it for breakfast out of a bowl. But I would take that and now they come in little packs and I put that in. I'm simplifying this again, like a food I don't know, what do you call a food processor, a chopper or something? Like the hand
like chopper. The bullet thing.
Yeah. And not even, it's like I chop an onion in it. I don't know. Oh. It's just smaller. I don't have to take out the whole smoothie.
Girl, my Vitamix stays on my counter.
No, that's how we're using real estate for that. Yeah, I guess you're using it a lot. But I mean, I will make my single serving right there with the acai bowl mix. Throw a banana in there, throw some yogurt in there, and it's delicious. And it's just like the one portion that I need for me because my birds aren't eating anything in my house.
Yeah, I'm making like a full Vitamix bowl. But then like sometimes it's just like there's enough for 2 days and it's fine. You know,
yeah,
it's just nice.
Back and save it for later.
Yeah, it's been saving my life. Okay.
Sleep on smoothies.
Yeah. All right. A little mom fail of the week. Mine is my daughter telling me that I work too much, which...
I'm sure everyone can relate to that at some point or another.
Literally. And it's so, at first I felt so much guilt to hear her say that. But then later I was like reflecting. I was like, no, like you have it so good. Mom works 15 hours a week. Like the only reason she thinks I work too much is because, you know, she goes to preschool. Then she comes home. We have like 45 minutes together. Then I put her down for quiet time so I can work again. And so she always just feels like I'm putting her to quiet time so she can work. But I'm like, girl, even if I wasn't working, you'd be doing a quiet time. I would read my Kindle. So like, this is happening no matter what. But like, that felt like a mom fail because I'm like, wow, like, you don't even know. Like, we are so privileged that mommy does not have to work 40 hours a week and you don't have to go to preschool or daycare all day or whatever.
Your mom worked growing up, right?
Oh, yeah. I like, you know, rode the bus home every day. Like my mom and dad always did like the nighttime pickup from all the activities. Mm-hmm. I always had another Same. Friend's mom picking me up from, you know, the house for whatever. So that's where I'm like, we are like so blessed. But it just, I don't know if I would say with mom fell, but it felt like a real punch in the face this week for my daughter to say that.
Well, that's mine felt like a punch in the face too. I just had too many things of like the Christmas parties to manage or I didn't think it was that much, but I messed up. I had on Thursday, I had it on my calendar that it was like this big thing at Merritt's preschool for PJ Day, Santa, what else? Maybe they were watching a Christmas movie or something. It was all these fun things. But I also knew in the back of my mind, I had to bring in $5 for the pizza party. Okay, these two things are separate. I had them separate on my calendar. When I went to check my email just to double check, the party was on Tuesday. So I thought, well, I guess that thing on Thursday is actually the party on Tuesday. I thought it was all the same thing. And so when I came to pick her up on that Thursday, everyone was in their pajamas. And I was like, oh no, this was the pajama day. And she got in the car and she was sad for a minute. I probably like made her more sad. I was like, Merritt, was it pajama day at school? Because she had been looking forward to it for so long. And her eyes like welled up with tears. And she was like, it was pajama day. And I was like, oh my. Oh, I'm like, at least I paid for the pizza and tomorrow's pizza day. And now she's excited.
I know, but still like that is, I could like when you told me I like physically hurt.
Oh, me too.
I was like, I know how much that like probably hurt.
And she's never going to remember that. Like in preschool being 3 years old, I was like, I'm glad it was her and not the one in kindergarten where like, I don't know, she might feel more left out, but she said she was the only one not in PJs. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. So mixing up the party days, I did get the kindergarten one correct. So we're riding on that win right now. But the fail for the week was, it was hard.
It is hard.
I felt like the worst mom.
It's just so hard. And there's just so much this time of year. It's so hard to keep up with all of it.
Okay, questions that need answers? Are we following up with anything?
Oh, yeah. Okay, this is one from the audience. They want to know, where did we land on where we're buying underwear as grownups?
Perfect, because I added to my list like a follow-up on my underwear journey, my sheets journey, and a hair care journey that I don't know if anybody ever asked for. But let me tell you about the underwear.
I'm so excited.
Okay, well, don't get that excited. But people's responses... I collected them all. Let me see. I do have a
note.
You
did a lot of market research here.
I did a lot of market research in a lot of places. Underwear suggestions. The ones that were not helpful were when people said like, TJ Maxx. I was like, okay, I can't shop for TJ Maxx online. And like everyone's store is different. And I'm not going into a store to shop around and like hope that I find them.
Literally.
So I was like, this is not a reliable answer. Next.
You're like, that's not even a brand like of clothing. What?
Even I had a few Costco, and even that was hard because I'm usually in Costco with one to two of my children. I never go solo because it's like, it's such an overwhelming experience to begin with. I don't want to use all my time there solo. Yeah.
No, it's an activity with your kids.
It is. And like to go through the clothing section feels like a luxury. Like if I wanted to stop and feel material and like,
yeah, no.
I've never seen the underwear there. That's really the problem. Even if I do a quick swoop through, I don't see the underwear. So I've never bought the underwear from Costco because I can't find it. And that's a personal problem that I need to make some more time for. A lot of brands that I had, either a couple of brands I had never heard of, Harper Wild, Pact. Someone said Amazon, but I was like, again, where, what on Amazon? It's like, I need a direct link.
That's like being like the grocery store. It's like, okay, which one? Like what? What is that? Oh my God. People are the worst.
Come on. Internet.
Okay. So what, give us just what's the best? Did you test any out?
Okay, so I recently started following this influencer who just like posts outfit things. And I think she is a mom or like has a mom bod. She's a little shorter than me, probably wears about the same size. Just always posting, here's the outfit, here's every link in it. And I was like, she always starts the outfit like literally in her underwear, which I'm like, bold move. I mean, you would not find me doing that, but like, here's the underwear, here's the bra, and those are linked on Amazon. And so I was like, well, I'm going to check them out. Those like look comfortable, like the way she was like snapping them, like, oh, that looks like a good material. I don't know. I can quickly return from Amazon. So I bought them. And I will tell you, I'm like, sometimes I'm like, am I a medium? Am I a large? I usually go with large for underwear because I don't want it to be like too small. And I order them and I was like, praying. These are way too big. Like those look like really big granny panties that I'm about to put on. Like, are these going to fit? They fit great.
So okay. Like
they're the least sexy underwear I've probably ever had. Cause I bought them in a pack of five and I got them in tan. And I was like, you know, we'll see if they came from Amazon. So who knows? Hopefully no one tried them on before me, but I was like, I'm going to wash these. So now I'm committed to wearing them and keeping them. Cause I was like, you know, they're not expensive. Love the material. Love looking forward to putting them on at night with my nightgown.
Wow.
And I will be back to buy again. I really
like them in your storefront so that we can find them.
And I'm letting you know they are the opposite of sexy.
Yeah. I don't think like many of us are going for that, like in this era.
And that's not those are like my nighttime underwear, but I wanted some new ones of those. Like I just like don't have like a material that I like a go-to. And I really like those. Maybe I'll buy them in a different color next time. Okay, then with my everyday underwear, I went back to my tried and true favorite, the brand Blush. They had like a little sale around, you know, they do promo sales every once in a while. And that's what I'm filling my stocking with this year.
I love it. I love stocking with fresh undies.
You know, I thought, are these getting worn out because of like the product? Or no, I wear them every week. Like that's what I'm wearing all the time. It's time for me to buy some new ones. Mm-hmm. And I know I like the material. They don't like dig into my sides and they're not hanky panky is one size fits all. I'm like, hanky panky, you're one size fits most. Like, I don't think these fit on every body type the exact same way. And so they are stretchy. They're good material. I was like, even if they wear out, I'm going to buy them. I just need some new ones. So Blush is you can buy them on Amazon. You know, I assume they're coming from the retailer there, but I bought them from the website because they had a good promo going.
Well, and so let's just say if you're listening to this, this is the time to audit your undie drawer. Like this is a sign, you know, like just go through. Let's have some nice undies. Like you said, you're wearing them every day. So it's like, why
are
we wearing
your Christmas stocking time has passed, but like Valentine's Day is a great day, just to like a great time of year. Just
self-love, Galentine's.
Or you can do what we have done in a friend group before. Have I ever told you we've had a secret spanties party?
Yep. Secret spanties. I love it.
Valentine's Day is a great time to do that because you can do it with your single or your married friends. It started with my single friends who were like, I've never had a lingerie shower. No one ever gives me, not necessarily lingerie, you know, underwear as a gift. Like, let's do a gift exchange of underwear. You get a secret Santa and you exchange. You can do secret spannies at any time of the year. Valentine's Day, summer. We've done it in July before. You can do it at Christmas time, whatever.
I love it. The only bummer is you can't do like the whole like swapping because of sizes. Which that's one of my favorite things about Secret Santa is like stealing.
But you give your preferences. So you say size, you say like what kind of style you like.
That thong, 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 thong.
Right. And everyone's all over the board with what they prefer, what they need.
And what you need at that time. Exactly. Like what's getting worn out. I love it. Okay. My little follow-up question. Where are we getting leggings that don't give us camel toe?
People, a big highlight when they're talking about their leggings is that it doesn't have that seam.
Front seam.
Right.
Okay. Well, I need to start getting some links for that because I feel like typically when I'm wearing leggings, like out and about, I have a longer shirt. But now when I'm at the gym, we use a lot of machines and I literally can't have a long shirt because like I get
caught in the rower. And you're moving. Like your pants are like shifting, your body's moving.
There's a lot of movement. And like, I just feel like even today I put on some like light, like all my black leggings were dirty. So I put on some like charcoal gray ones I had. And I was like, this is pornographic. I was like, I can't wear these. I was like, the seat, this is abrasive. Like I cannot go out in public. So it was like 40 degrees outside and I wore shorts because I was like, I don't have any other black leggings. Cause at least the black kind of like blends in. So I just need to, that's like kind of my next like journey.
Next journey.
Research, yeah. Market research is going to be like good leggings. But also at the same time, like I've joked with some of the other girls at the CrossFit gym that I made friends with, like you don't wear like Lululemon to CrossFit. You just get so nasty. Like your Lululemon's like your daytime outerwear legging. It's not like your go sweat and like get the like the black, like I don't know what it is, but it comes off of the, I can't even think, the plates on the barbell. They like,
yeah,
get
I would not
black
know.
Stuff on you. It's like you don't want it on your Lululemon pants. Like,
well, this feels like a really niche market research. Like you need to go talk to the CrossFit.
But I think I don't think it's niche to worry about a camel toe. I think a lot of people struggle with this.
No, I think the other, like what you would very specifically wear to CrossFit.
Well, I just meant, I don't want to spend $80 on a pair of leggings. That's going to get disgusting. Like I'm definitely looking for a lower level.
You have to wash those every time. I mean, most people maybe wash everything all the time, but like I might get 2 wears out of my leggings that I'm not doing anything.
Oh yeah. Yeah. But like I have to like strip, I've let everything like air dry and then I can put it in my hamper. Like it's disgusting. Okay. Last thing before we wrap up, something you're deciding once on, and this has really served me like traveling for the holidays and stuff, but I just like a while ago made packing lists on my phone for me and each of my kids. And it has just served me so well. Like I feel like leading up to any trip, having to pack for 4 people is really overwhelming to me every time. I feel like a little anxious about it, but then I'm like, oh yeah, I already have my note. And so I have it. It's like for all times of year. So then I just copy and paste it. And then I'll delete if it's winter, like we're not going to need a swimsuit. We won't need to pack the sunscreen. But like just having that, deciding once, taking the time to do it really well one time has just been such a gift to me. And it's made like any sort of last minute trip, especially because my in-laws move now. And so we go up there a lot last minute regularly. It just, it served me so well.
Yeah. I think mine right now during the season has been my uniform. My body started changing. I was like, this is my last child and mm-hmm. I am not going to buy a lot of clothes. I need some things that I know I'm going to be able to throw on. Yes, I'm going to have to do laundry a lot because I'm not going to buy a lot of it, but like what's going to be my uniform? So it's leggings. It's, I have like 3 maternity kind of like tank tops from Old Navy, mm-hmm. like gray, 2 grays and a black one. And then like throw a hoodie or a maternity like sweatshirt on or whatever. Like those are like kind of my rotations or a big sweater. And I was laughing to myself and out loud. I don't know if I told you this. When I went to the OB, one of the nurses was like, oh, I like your sweater. And I was like, oh, it's my uniform. And she was like, oh, like, where do you work? And I was like, oh, no. Oh, we don't all use that language. Like I was like, I use that language in every season that I'm in. Like, my summer uniform, I have my Blooming Jelly shorts from Amazon that I have in 5 colors. Like that's my uniform. I have to decide once. I don't have the mental capacity to be like trying things on and seeing what I like and seeing what looks good. No, I know what I'm wearing in the physical season of the year and in the season that my body is in. Like I need to know that I'm going to reach for the same 5 things each week. And she was like, oh, where do you work? That's cool. That's your uniform. I was like, no, this is like what I wear. Like, you'll see me wear it again here next week.
That's seriously, it's so funny that she thought that.
She was like, and she saw my mug, said like counselor. She's like, oh, is that like you wear that to work at a school or your counselor? I was like, well, that's a different conversation, but yeah, this is my uniform.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of clothing, one thing that happens to me is like a lot of times people will be like, oh my gosh, that color looks so good on you. And it's so hard for me to not be like, I know. Like I'm only wearing colors that look good on me because of my Creative Colorful consult.
Like, yeah. I'm not trying to sound like a jerk, but like, that's why I'm wearing it. Cause
I know. I'm like, I know.
You're like, use my promo code HS counselor for $20 off.
No, the Momfluence. It's a way cuter code. Okay.
Whoever you like better, you can use their code and get $20 off your Creative Colorful.
That is the gift that keeps on giving. And I'm excited because I did get Lindsay's like Love Your Closet audio course. And I'm excited about that. Yeah, I did. I got it like in the promo week when it first opened and I was just excited. And I think it'll be good because I really feel like I love my closet in the summer. I have like my summer uniform, like you said. I feel like I've been floundering a little bit this like winter just to figure out. But also I was thinking about like, I've been on this jeans journey also. Like last winter, I was like still very much postpartum. The winter before that, I was pregnant. So then like the last winter I've been dressing for was 2020.
And each of those years, the style has changed so much.
So like, much. And in 2020, we like weren't even out of the house.
Right. You had a different uniform then.
Literally 2019, I was postpartum from Nan. So I'm like, what? Like there hasn't been, no wonder I'm floundering in winter. Winter's hard. So I'm figuring out my jeans and figuring all my things. But who do you think should leave a review today?
Oh, if you've done a color consult, leave a review and tell us what you are. Are you a cool summer? Are you a soft autumn? This is funny. People come out of the woodworks all the time when if I post on my counselor click and talk about Creative Colorful and Lindsay reposts me, I will get texts from people that are like, wait, I didn't know you had this Instagram. I didn't know this was like your life because I like run this business on the side. Someone texted me and was like, I didn't realize that was you. When Lindsay reposted, she said, I heard your voice playing on my stories. And I looked and I was wearing my blue light glasses and stuff. And then she was obsessed with the color consult too. She already had hers. And
that's awesome.
We chatted about it. But I was like, oh, it was so funny that, I mean, I will tell anyone and everyone I know about
it. It's the gift that keeps on giving. It's the best.
It is.
You too can tell people, I know, when they say you look like you're wearing a great color on you, you know? So if that's your aspiration in life, you know.
Tell us what color you are, what your color palette is, you know, are you a soft autumn and like so different from
your spring chiming in to say, I love the podcast, you know, we'd love to see Lindsay on it.
But yep, she's on our list. So
we've been working on it.
Leave a review, tell her to come on and we'll, who knows when our next episode will be?
TBD.
We've got some guests, you know, kind of in the wings waiting and
we'll see how Lauren feels.
We'll see how I feel. I'm sure I'll be excited to talk and my list will be growing of blood boilers to share for the next time I return.
I can't wait.
Because that's always the longest one.
I know. All right. Love ya.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Bestie Business Banter Podcast.
If you like what you hear, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review.
If you have thoughts on the show or the segments you heard today, send us a DM over on the Momfluencer Instagram.
See you next time, Business Bestie.